Welcome back. A new nonprofit organization opened up on West Quantum Street in Quincy last October. Kind of a different model. It's a nonprofit and also a cafe called Pan-Ethnic Pourovers. And we're here with the founder and executive director and also the cafe leader, Emily Garoza and Connie Ortiz. Ladies, welcome to both of you. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
Over.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm going to learn a little bit more about the different business model, but also, Emily, your real commitment to a specific mission at Pan-Ethnic Pourovers and a dedication to the community as well, right?
Yes, yeah,
so
sure.
Start out really simple. What is Pan-Ethnic Pourovers, Emily?
So Pan-Ethnic Pourovers, we are a 501c3 cafe library. So we focus on a lot of different things. But right now we have a focus on like the AAPI community, so the Asian American community, specifically in Quincy because it is so large. So we're really here to create like a safe space as well as, you know, have people allow people to gain more access to different resources, whether that be like food insecurity resources, housing, or even just like a place to exist and kind of like be and, you know, yourself, and just like a place to hang out. Like, we are a third space. We don't require people to buy anything to like be in the space. But yeah, it was something that kind of came out of a quarter life crisis I was having, I feel like.
Really? quarter life crisis.
Yes, quarter life crisis. Okay. I was working as a software engineer for 5 years, and I think I just wanted to do something more impactful. Yeah. So I ended up quitting my job, you know, doing everything, pouring my 401k, my savings into opening something
really?
That was like, yeah, that was really going to have an impact and something that I would also enjoy. And I know that I like, you know, I've always enjoyed being like a barista and like serving coffee and things like that. And we are also a library. My partner is actually a major in East Asian studies and race, ethnicity, and literature. So that's also kind of where we got the library idea from, where we were just like, oh, we can provide education as a resource as well, also providing food. So we're kind of all over the place and do a lot of different things.
Are you from the area?
I'm not originally from Quincy, but I do live in Quincy now.
Okay.
My partner and I live on Howes Neck, which is really beautiful. We actually just moved there in December.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you.
Very good. Where'd you grow up?
So I grew up in New Jersey in a little town called Hillsboro. And then I moved to Massachusetts when I was in high school. And I've been here ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That was a big risk that you took.
Yes. Oh, yes, it was. I feel like I came from a very privileged position that allowed me to, like, take that risk. You know, just, again, coming out of, like, that career as a software engineer, like, having, you know, access to that type of money, I think, is what helped me kind of, like, jumpstart this and continuing to use that. So I actually use, like, the funds from my current job to help fund Pan-Ethnic Pourovers, our operations and things like that, just because, you know, we're very new. We're not very sustainable yet. But it's just something I'm really passionate about. You know, I want to provide, like, jobs for people that are, you know, that pay a living wage. I want to provide, like, as many resources to people as possible. So it's just really where my heart is at.
Yeah, what is it that instilled that in you, do you think, that passion for humanity, basically?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've always been super passionate about my entire life, I feel like. You know, I've always been like into volunteering and like helping other people. So it kind of just, I don't know, I think around 2020, especially when a lot of things were happening, that's when I was kind of like, I really want to think about my career path. And then, you know, last year I was just having like a bit of a mental health episode while I was at work, and it just kind of came to me organically where I was like, oh, this is going to make me happy and this is like what I want
Something
to do.
Something good came out of that,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So how has it been going? As I mentioned, it opened last October, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. It's been West Quantum Street,
yes.
Right across from Montclair School.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead. How's
yeah,
it been going?
It's going really well. You know, we, even though we're new, we've already had so many events and like programming.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really awesome. You know, we try and provide as much you know, as possible to the community for free or at like a low cost. So all of our events and programming are either free or a sliding scale cost, just so people can afford it. You know, we've had like, we have AAPI LGBTQIA book club is something that happens every month. We do a lot of different drives sometimes. So like in December we did a drive for the migrants that were staying at East Nazarene College.
Sure. Yeah.
And we basically built like little gifts for them so people could actually choose what was going into the gifts. And then I actually hand delivered them to the shelter, and it was really nice because I got to see like who was getting what gift and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do a lot of different things like that. We also have at our cafe this program called our Food food fund, and we have a miniature food pantry. So the food fund is very similar to a pay it forward program where, you know, people can buy essentially like food for other people and they can kind of use it later. And then we also have donors who actually donate to that fund, mm-hmm. so that, you know, in case, you know, we don't have anyone who's like contributing, we at least have something that people can access.
Okay, okay. Talk about the, because it's kind of a two-tiered business model, right? I mean, you're a cafe.
Yes.
So that's where the pour over comes in, I'm guessing,
yes.
right, for coffee,
yes.
snacks and breakfast, lunch items, things mm-hmm. like that. But you're also a nonprofit.
Yes.
So, you know, how does that, that's kind of unique.
Yeah, no, yeah. we're definitely unique. So we are a 501c3, which yes. means we are also a charity. So it's definitely, you know, not a lot of cafe charities out there.
No, right, yeah.
But it's definitely a unique business model in terms of like where our money goes. So in terms of like our cafe revenue actually helps to fund all of our employee wages. Uh-huh. So at the cafe, we actually have half the staff, part-time staff that is paid, half the staff is volunteers oh. from our board of okay. directors, because the board of directors, we actually run, you know, the whole organization. So, you know, we want to be present in the community. Mm-hmm. We want to see what our employees are actually doing so we understand it. So that's something that's like really important to us.
And the pan-ethnic part, Emily, talk about what that means.
Yeah,
so it's a group of all ethnicities, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, okay. yeah. So the pan-ethnic part kind of came from, you know, bringing a bunch of different, like, Asian cultures together.
Okay.
And I don't know, it kind of just spawned, I feel like, randomly one day.
Really?
Like, my partner and I were talking, and yeah. he was just like, pan-ethnic pour-over sounds good. And I was like, that's the one.
So, well, I like the alliteration, you know.
Yeah,
that's fun.
You.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I didn't answer your question earlier about, like, where the money goes.
Yeah.
But basically,
yeah,
all of the funds go to employee wages, but then money from, you know, donations and things like that, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. grants, those go directly towards community programming and events. So whether that be like our food fund, mm-hmm. or like we had like a pasta making event.
Okay.
We have a lot of different things. Like we had a tea tasting as well. So that's where those funds go to.
Okay. And that's where Connie comes in, because she's the cafe leader, right? So you are like boots on the ground kind of, right?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to talk to our clients, customers, just in anyone who comes in to use the space,
right.
And see what is needed. I try to come up with different menu items, mm-hmm. that's a little bit more unique,
yeah.
more us, you know, so.
So tell me your story, Connie. Tell me your background.
How
you got involved.
So, yeah. So I got involved because I was working at another restaurant, and I heard about Emily's in Quincy, and
okay.
heard about Emily's mission.
Yeah,
and I felt very passionate about it.
Really,
because I am a mother of a transgender daughter.
Okay,
so having her get resources when she was growing up was very hard.
Mm.
There was no information, no help, no nothing. So we basically, you know, went through it blindly, mm. more or less. And I actually want to support the space because it's, one, truly needed, and two, it's a safe space for everyone. We don't judge you.
Right.
You come in, and if we can help, we'll help. I have a lot of volunteer background, so if there's food insecurity, I can lead them to the proper agencies to help them that also. So
okay.
during the pandemic, I actually volunteered with a food pantry for 4 years. So I'm very versed in like where, if you have food insecurities, where you can go and how I can help you and
yes.
all that
okay.
good stuff.
Something
yeah.
you can't normally find at a regular cafe, or
no.
Yeah. Which food pantry kind?
QCAP.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
yeah. The Southwest Community
yeah.
Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're great people
yes.
there.
Very
but
good.
Then there's also others in the neighborhood mm-hmm. that if they can't get to, I can always refer them to. But QCAP has a lot of services
okay.
too, so that's why. I still like to support them when I can.
Yeah, well, you have that local connection, though, so you
I do,
know
yes,
about
yes, because I live in Quincy for quite a few years,
quite a while,
so
yeah.
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 And being in the food industry, I make connections all the time.
Absolutely,
so,
right.
So that's why.
How's your daughter doing now, by the way?
She's doing wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
That's
She's
good.
Actually spending a lot more time at Pepl.
At so, where?
At Pan-ethnic pour over.
Oh,
that's
Pepl.
What we call it. Yeah, that's all meaning
sure.
for it. Yeah, 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 sure.
Pardon
yeah,
me. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Old guy here.
You don't
want to
be typing that all the time. So it's just Pepl for sure. It's really
okay.
easy. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very yeah,
good.
So I decided to help Emily out because I want the space to be sustainable.
Yes.
We're not there yet, but hopefully your viewers can help us out.
Yeah.
You know, come visit, donate, buy drink, buy food, whatever
okay.
would be helpful. I'm hoping we can be sustainable by our first year anniversary. I have high goals.
All right. That's not far off, only a few months away, right?
And then, I actually want to leave this world a better place than it is now, if possible, for the next generation.
A noble goal, for sure. Yeah. You both brought some pictures from Pan-Ethnic Pullovers we want to show folks, just to kind of give them a little idea what the cafe itself looks like. So what are we looking at here?
This is actually at a pop-up event with me and another volunteer and employee, Karina. This was at the AAPI Night Market in Boston that we did with a bunch of other AAPI-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. So we sold coffee there, we hung out, we made some connections. It was super fun.
Nice. Let's take a look at the next one. Who's this motley crew here?
This is a cute crew. This is actually our board of directors.
Oh, okay.
And this is actually in the Pepo space. We have a brick wall where people can kind of just draw whatever they would
That's
like.
That's the infamous wall.
Right. Yeah. So very, you know, very community run, as you can tell by the wall. but yeah, this is our board, some of the members of our board just hanging out. And yeah.
So who are these folks, Emily? And how did you kind of, you know, get together with them to form this group?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. So the person on the right, that is Gaurab, he actually is someone I went to college with and we're best friends.
Nice.
And he actually helped me start Pan-Ethnic Pourovers. So he's actually the only one in this picture that I knew, you know, personally.
Before
this all started.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Studied computer science, so did Gaurab, so that's kind of how we met.
I see.
And then the other people, Cindy, Ren, and Mai, who are in this picture, I actually met them through just Instagram and just like being present in the community.
Yeah.
When I was first starting out Pepo, you know, we had an Instagram and people would just follow the Instagram and like send me messages and be like, this is really cool. Like, how can I help? And then Cindy and Ren, for example, like stepped up to join the board, which was really awesome. And they were like, we want to help. We like want to lead this organization. And it's been really great because, again, like I didn't know any of these people before like I started the organization. So it really helped to create a sense of community for me.
It sounds like for your personal goal, mission accomplished.
Yes,
right?
Yes, for sure.
A healthy space.
Mm-hmm.
So have you kind of, you know, move past that mental health crisis that you had to launch this?
Yeah. I mean, I will say I feel like mental health is always an ongoing thing.
Oh, well, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, this has definitely like helped me a lot.
Sure.
And has made me, you know, just, it's very fulfilling, I think.
Nice. We had another one up there. Let's take a look. Mm-hmm. And this looks like fun times with
the
kids.
This one was my favorite.
Oh, this was at a paint and sip event that we did on Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had two sessions. We had like an afternoon dry session and then we had like a night drink session, which was really fun. This was from the dry session, but these are just some, I actually was the person doing the painting and like leading the class, so that's why I'm in that picture. are just some of the folks that came and like did paintings at the space, and it was really a fun time.
Do you have an artistic background also, Emily?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's something that I've always been interested in.
Yeah.
I'm interested in a lot of different things. You know, for my job, I'm a software engineer and I'm a front-end software engineer, so I do a lot of design work as well.
I see. Okay.
But art is something, you know, that I've always been passionate about and like just do as a hobby. I really enjoy it.
Following your passion again.
Yes.
These folks are having way too much fun with rolling pins.
So this is at another community event that we had, and it was a pasta making event. I actually was not present for this event, but it did. It looks like it was a lot of fun, and I heard it was a lot of fun, and people learned how to make pasta, which was really cool. And this was run by someone in the community, which was pretty cool.
Okay, I think this is our last one too.
Another community picture. We love.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually from a tea tasting event that we did.
Okay.
Probably our most popular event, but really,
really
great. Yeah, we worked with Mem Tea in Cambridge. So Meg from Mem Tea. Mem Tea is actually our tea supplier.
Okay.
But they actually offered to work with us on this event, like pro bono. Like Meg and Mem Tea were wonderful. They gave us a bunch of tea samples for free that we could use for this event. And this is an event that we want to like provide to the community, like ongoing and recurring, because this one was just a lot of fun.
Nice.
But yeah.
Sure. So maybe Connie, we could ask you a little bit about maybe not specific menu items, but what's the kind of, you know, goal behind the food at Pan-Ethnic Pourovers?
Well, I want us to be a little bit more unique, because being Quincy, there's so much competition, especially
for sure,
when it comes to Asian flavors.
Yes.
So I like to think outside the box a little.
Okay.
So right now we have offerings of ube Rice Krispie treats that no one makes. because I'm the one who makes it.
Because you make them?
Yep. Okay. And then we also have matcha flavor Rice Krispie treats.
Ah.
And then we'll do some unique brownies, a matcha cream cheese brownie, a ube cream cheese brownie, and there's some more tricks up my sleeve. We're working on the menu.
Okay.
Just come on by and visit, and you never know what surprises I might come up with.
Right. So, like Emily, has Pan Ethnic Pour Overs, you know, served a bigger purpose in your life, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. When it comes to, so it's funny that's the Pan Ethnic Pour Overs, it's so a funny thing is we get a lot of younger, I'm no spring chicken, but we get a lot of younger clients, and a lot of times they're in a space where they don't know what to do with their life. So now there's, Liam had coined Life Lessons with Connie. So once a week they come in and they chit-chat about where they're stuck in life, and I'll give them some of my experience, like what I've done, or what are they looking to, and then we'll do pros and cons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're like their bartender.
So, yeah, without the alcohol, just
without
coffee.
Without the alcohol. Yeah. Life lessons with Connie.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I don't, you know, not to offend, but like a mother figure for these young folks to think?
Or, I think so, yeah. Or someone who's like experienced life a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And do you get the same thing in return from the young people?
Yes, because I know what, what's that, lit?
Lit.
What's the other? Yeah, lit.
Oh, is that the? That
yeah, there's all the new words. So like this.
Oh, is this the kids speak?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh my gosh. So I'm still hip.
Okay. Is there going to be, Emily, is there going to be like an anniversary party for the first year anniversary?
Yes, so that's something the board of directors, we're currently planning. We're hoping to have like a first year anniversary sometime in October,
I
think, since that's when we opened.
Yeah.
But we'd also like to have, you know, we're trying to figure out, because we also want to have like a thank you celebration, because again, we are a nonprofit, so just a way to like thank all of our donors and our grant givers for any funding that they provided to us.
Yep.
So that's really important to us.
Okay. I did want to just read just really quickly kind of your key areas of importance, I guess, or focus from Pan-Ethnic Pour Overs. Food insecurity, right? At-risk youth housing, career and education development, civic engagement, harm reduction, and language barriers. So, I mean, a bold
mission.
That's
a lot of stuff, and we do encompass, like, all of those aspects into, like, all of our work. Like, obviously, food insecurity is big for us because we're a cafe.
Yeah.
We don't ever turn people away, you know, if they're hungry, like, we will, you know, provide food for them. Which is great, and not a lot of spaces do that. In terms of like housing, we actually did like a mini pilot program for housing for at-risk youth. We had a couple girls essentially who got removed from their homes and needed a safe space to stay. So actually the Asian American Women's Political Initiative, ALPI, they actually, I was a part of a fellowship, and they gave Pan-Ethnic Pour Overs a grant to help, you know, these girls with like rent and things like that. So that was really, really great. And then in terms of things like harm reduction, right? Like we actually provide harm reduction supplies for free in our bathroom. So we have things like Narcan and fentanyl testing strips available for free. And we keep them in the bathroom just so, you know, for privacy.
Yeah, discreet.
Yeah, and then we keep it up high too, because we get a lot of kids, so just making sure the kids like can't grab
sure,
it. So yeah, we encompass everything into our work.
It sounds like a really fun and informative and rewarding organization.
Yeah.
So we wish you the best going forward.
Thank you.
Follow you on all your social media, right?
Yes. Instagram.
Better yet, come and visit.
Or come and visit,
It's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both. Really appreciate
Thank
the opportunity
you.
To
Thanks,
learn about
Joe.
It, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.